episode 289, The Tower of Terror.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Well, can you tell? Yeah, this voice is about had it. I am back from another trip, and I kind of lost it on the Tower of Terror. Yes, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah, well, we're going to get right into it. We're not going to worry about domestic beauties because my voice may not last to the end. And this is so very important in your life, facing your fears, the Tower of Terror. I was at Disney Hollywood Studios, and oddly enough, my children are older now. Imagine that. And they went to go on the scarier rides, of which when they were little, I didn't have to worry about it much because they would just do the little, you know, Dumbo rides and things like that. And I could just watch them and they could fly on the magic carpets and mama would be just really hunky-dory standing on the side taking pictures. But now, no, they wanted me to go with them. And of course, I go with them and I lose my voice. Why? Because I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, literally. Yes, I am one of those. I'm a screamer. In life, we go through changes. We go through challenges. And even at sometimes, it can be a crystal clear water where nothing is moving. And you wonder if anything is ever going to happen. In all of these moments, you can have the Tower of Terror. You can have this fear so deep within you that your stomach becomes part of your heart and your heart becomes part of your stomach and you don't know what to do but scream. Your emotions are going every which direction. Your energy level is high and low and you are just frazzled to the hilt. What do you do when you're facing the Tower of Terror? Well, I got to tell you this. What I do, number one, is, well, you face it. If you run from it, it just grows. It gets bigger. And in our mind, it's amazing how our imagination makes things usually much bigger than what they really are. You probably heard the term of drama queen. Well, you know, sometimes we over-dramatize everything. Well, think about it. With our fears, we can do the same thing. That Tower of Terror may seem like Mount Everest, but really, yeah, it's just a little speed bump. Wouldn't it be nice to just look at your Tower of Terrors and be able to see it as a speed bump and not Mount Everest? Well, you can do that. Of course, one of my main things that I do is, honestly, is I pray. I just go to God and I say, hey, I can't handle this. You got to carry me from this valley to the mountaintops because I can't do it alone. And I focus a lot on that. I really set my mind to a direction of, I can do this with God's help. I can get to that next speed bump, that next Tower of Terror. You see, though, as you continue to go through life and you meet head on these Tower of Terrors that you face, they become smaller. And guess what? They become weaker and you become stronger. And that Tower of Terror is no longer. You crush it. Well, back at Hollywood Studios, I did it. And I think we ended up riding that ride 4 or 5 times. I kid you not. And yes, I rode it every single time. Now, I must say, though, and I can't do the accent. I really need my daughter here to do the accent. But on one of them, I think maybe it was our third ride, there was, we think she was Scottish in front of us. She had an adorable accent, probably about my age or a little bit older. And, of course, what did I do on the Tower of Terror? I screamed. Oh, and yes, the world can hear my scream. God did not make me have a small voice. He wants everybody to hear it. Oddly enough. So I'm sitting there screaming and we get down to the end of the ride and it's all done. And I take a deep breath and she turns after she unbuckles and she says, boy, you have a set of lungs on you. And I could not help but laugh. At the same time, that's what I used on the Tower of Terror, literally on the ride. My screaming was me releasing the energy to conquer the fear of my stomach coming into my heart. Now, if you've never ridden that ride, you're kind of going up in this, well, it's not really a hotel, but it's dressed as a hotel. And you go up in this elevator, and then it drops you and it raises you, and it drops you down and it raises you, and it's at different drops. And I'm telling you, oh my gosh, you think hills are fun? You know how your tummy when you're driving, you hit a hill or you're going down and all of a sudden it's just woo. Yeah, that's what it feels like. But like 100 times, 1,000 times worse for me. So my way of conquering that tower of terror was screaming. What's your way of conquering your tower of terror? When I do life for real and I'm not on a thrill ride at an amusement park, it's praying. I go to God and I say, help me here. I'm specific with what I ask him. And then my second step is I'm diligent in following through with the steps and being very mindful of the little things. Did you ever think of God as a farmer? He likes to plant seeds. We always expect him maybe to throw down that bolt of lightning to say, this is the direction you need to go. Kind of like that tower of terror that you face. But he doesn't always do it in the big scheme of things. Sometimes the opportunities and the little blessings come in, yes, small sizes, bite-sized little nuggets, little golden little trails, sprinkles of goodness, pixie dust even, where you can't see it. It's so minute unless if your eyes are focused on him. So today I want to encourage you to face the tower of terror in your life. I want you to begin by praying. And then I want you to follow through. I want you to look for the pixie dust, the little golden nuggets that he leaves behind that maybe you weren't very mindful of before. Maybe a door will begin to open. Maybe you'll be walking down the street and all of a sudden you strike up a conversation and you were looking for this next big opportunity of a new job and you might be talking to your next employer. You might be volunteering in a community service project and maybe you meet an employer like a CEO or CFO of a company and a door opens. Maybe you're writing your blog. And as you're writing your blog, somebody notices it and they kind of share it out there with the world. And all of a sudden, one of the bigger publications notices you and they want to bring you on and they contact you. Look for the little things because it's those little things that conquer the big tower of terrors. Go out and make it an awesome day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.